It's been more than a year since most American school children returned to classrooms full time. Now school districts are working to recover learning that was lost while kids were at home during the pandemic. Researchers say students in low-income neighborhoods lost the most. I recently visited a school in Baltimore that's found innovative ways to help students catch up.
Are we being respectful?
Yes.
Are we ready to listen?
Yes.
A typical morning for fourth graders at Hollibird Academy in southeast Baltimore.
Quiet hands only.
After announcements, teacher Maya Alston leads students through a 15-minute mental health check-in.
If their minds are not ready to learn, the instruction is a lot harder for us, but also for them.
This daily ritual started before the pandemic, but it's taken on new importance after students return to the classroom. One way Baltimore City Public Schools is helping students catch up on unfinished learning from the pandemic.
Because they left off at a younger grade, it's like they're picking up where they left off, even with us trying our best to catch them up.
Not just academically, but socially and emotionally.
How have the morning check-ins affected your students?
I think they sometimes struggle even just with simple communication skills as far as like talking to each other during recess instead of being on their phones because they're so used to having that technology in front of them. Starting the day with a mindset of how are you or a check-in allows them to know that we care about them beyond their instruction.
Hollibird Academy is a neighborhood pre-kindergarten to eighth grade school where 100% of students are on free or reduced cost lunch.
We did experience that students had trouble or challenges in dealing with some of those social and emotional skills.
Principal Stephanie Pappas says prioritizing mental health is crucial.
We want to be intentional about building those capacities in students, including self-awareness and responsible decision-making and, just ensuring that our students are able to demonstrate empathy for one another in an authentic way.
Hollibird has expanded its emphasis on mental health through community partnerships and additional training for teachers using an infusion of state and federal pandemic funding. Baltimore City Public Schools received more than $689 million from the federal government to address the impact of COVID-19.
We've invested quite a bit in our tutoring efforts, in our extended learning opportunities.
Joan Dabrowski is Chief Academic Officer for Baltimore City Public Schools. She coordinates programming for 75,000 students across more than 150 schools.
BCPS, like most public school districts, experienced extended virtual instruction. How has the pandemic affected students here?
We know that students had limited opportunities in virtual learning. And that we are now seeing as we've come back to in-person that we have work to do to bring those students back on track and to accelerate their learning so that we can ensure that they are ready to do well at their grade level and beyond.
Staffing is a key part of Hollibird's strategy. Additional funding enabled Hollibird to add 15 positions for teachers and aides. That allowed the school to put two teachers in most classrooms and offer classes like this on environmental sustainability.
You can see how that worm is digesting the organic material.
Today's lesson, how earthworms support ecosystems.
I see you guys!
The school district also partners with local groups that offer one-on-one tutoring during the school day for students identified as needing additional instruction. Hollibird itself has added small group time for all students.
A.M. Ham.
A.M.
A.M. Ham. Ham.
Beautiful.
One of those small group interventions is called Just Words, which helps students with reading fundamentals.
It's definitely been an uphill battle. A lot of them missed almost half of first grade, and those are the years that they learn and that they really solidify those foundational reading skills.
Just Words instructor and fourth grade teacher Melissa Morella.
They don't really get any direct instruction anymore in reading in their general education classes. And so small group is a time where the kids who need that extra practice really can get the direct instruction with the teacher with me.
Morella also teaches English for speakers of other languages. About half the students at Hollibird are English language learners.
When these kids were at home during virtual learning, most of them didn't have any exposure to English at all. You know, their families all speak Spanish. You know, a lot of our English language learners, especially those who are newer to the country, really kind of had to relearn English if they'd already knew it, or kind of they had to take those extra steps once they got back to school to really solidify their English skills.
What's your favorite subject?
These fourth graders are among those benefiting from being back in the classroom.
What's the best thing about school?
I like to be in the school.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best because we can play with our friends and we can find more friends at school.
It makes me happy to see my friends again and to like see people doing better.
Are there certain areas where you feel like you have to do more work to catch up? Maybe it's math, maybe it's reading.
I feel like I have to do more work inside of math to catch up.
Is it because of the pandemic and being at home for a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah.
How has the small reading group helped you?
It helped me because, like, I was having a tough time, like, reading words. And when I go to just words, it helped me sound out the words so I remember them and I learn new words that I didn't know how to read it.
Parents like Joanne Espinoza can see the difference a personalized learning plan makes for students like her son, Jason.
He was in kindergarten when the pandemic started, and that's when they started to learn how to write, make words, dibbles. He was struggling a lot, but now being in school, I can see the progress. I can see him thriving.
Helping students thrive is no small task for a school district that was already underperforming in 2020 and took a step back during the pandemic.
We know that even prior to the pandemic, our students had important learning needs. And yes, the pandemic intensified those things. Our energy is forward thinking. Our energy is around using our data to inform that instruction in service of getting our students back on track and getting our students on grade level.
The fourth graders in Ms. Alston's and Ms. Morella's classes say they notice and appreciate the help they're getting.
Coming to fourth grade, I was nervous because I didn't know it was going to be new people and new teachers. And now I'm happy to see my new teachers helping us.
And tomorrow we'll take a look at the national implications of learning loss connected to the pandemic and how schools across the country can best help their students. That's Saturday on PBS News Weekend.